Two drug programs are taking shape in Cook County. A prescription drug initiative begins in April, and the county is cooperating with the Border Patrol to help curb local illegal drug sale and use. Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk said the prescription drug initiative is part of a larger effort.
DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, specifically for the outstate of Minnesota, they've set up a national take-back initiative that will be on April 30th. It's an opportunity to collaborate with state and local officials and Drug Enforcement Administration to pick up prescription meds, whether it be the expired, they haven't been used up, but the stuff that's sitting in your medicine cabinet that you're not using.
Falk said they'll be setting up a drop-off site in Grand Marais and Grand Portage for people to get rid of prescriptions they don't use or need any longer. He said the Drug Enforcement Administration is coordinating the project with the State Patrol, which will transport the drugs for incineration.
We did this a couple years ago, I believe, and it was pretty successful. And as we all know, there's a prescription drug problem, not just in Cook County, but statewide, nationally. It's just really significant. And this is an opportunity, one little tool to use. You just need to get rid of that stuff. It's not healthy, and it's temptation for somebody else to use it inappropriately.
Because of misuse of prescription drugs and other illegal substances, county law enforcement has teamed up with federal forces.
We're in the process of developing a North Superior Drug Task Force with the Border Patrol. Years ago, we used to belong to the Lake Superior Drug Task Force out of Duluth, and then we had the North Shore Drug Task Force with Lake County, Two Harbors, and Silver Bay. Then we ended up losing our funding, so that task force got disbanded. And Rich Fortunato, the agent in charge here of the Border Patrol, they used to belong to our North Shore Drug Task Force and expressed an interest in trying to get that up and running again. And I gave them a call and said, you know, why don't we set something up in our own county? We've got enough going on in Cook County. Let's concentrate on what's going on up here.
The task force consists of the Sheriff's Department, Customs and Border Protection, Immigration, and local conservation officers, as well as the State Patrol. Falk said the Border Patrol will be a big addition to the push to curb illegal drugs locally.
They certainly have some assets that would be very helpful, whether it be equipment, personnel, some funding, some money resources that maybe we don't have, but collectively together, we can really do some good work here, I think, in Cook County.
Falk said this is more than just controlling drugs coming into the county from Canada.
I think it's going to be more about just, you know, our local drug dealers here in Cook County and the drug use going on in Cook County. It certainly could tie into what's going on the border, and we'll certainly work together. That's certainly part of it, but I think there's enough activity here in Cook County with our local drug dealers or drug users that that's what we want to concentrate on.
Illegal drugs in Cook County are similar to those found elsewhere, some on the rise, some declining in use.
Marijuana, of course, prescription pills, that seems to be the big ones. Prescription meds is really, we're getting a lot of information, intel on that, and that seems to be the big. And marijuana is always a very popular drug. Hear a little bit about heroin, a lot of that down in the cities, not a lot up here. A little bit about cocaine and meth. Meth is still around, but again, it seems to be the prescription meds is the big one, and marijuana is always a very popular drug.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.